We are learning Masechtas Kedusha in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. We had in the Mishnah the Asar Yuchsin Olu Mibavel, and we're going through to prove that all these 10 different Yuchsin came up to Eretz Yisrael. So we proved already Kahani, Levi, Israeli, and Chalali. Now up to Geiri V'Charuli. How do you know that Geirim and Avodim Meshuchrarim landed up in Eretz Yisrael? Menalim, Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Kora Pasuk says, V'chola Nivdol Metumas Goy Oretz Aleihem. It says in the Pasuk that when they got back from the Goyla, it says, V'yoychlu B'rei Yisrael Hashovim Ha'Goyla V'chola Nivdol Metumas Goy Oretz Aleihem L'Dor Yisrael Hashem Elikei Yisrael. It's Pasuk in Ezra. So you see that the Nivdal Megoy Oretz came to Eretz Yisrael, and that is the Gerim. And Eved, that's Meshuchar also, is a type of a Ger, because he was a Goy, he became an Eved, then when he's freed, he's now a Yid. So that's also a type of someone who's Nivdal Matumas Goy Oretz. So you see Gerim and Avod Meshucharim. Mamzeri, how do you know that Mamzerim came up to Eretz Yisrael? The Chsiv, it says a Pasuk, that Vayishma Sambalat Hacharoini V'toivya Ha'Eved, it says that there was someone Toivya Eved in Eretz Yisrael. And another pasuk says, V'chsiv, Ki Rabin Yehuda Bal Yeshu Eloi. A lot of people in Yehuda were relatives of his. Ki Chosin Hu L'Shechanya, he was a son-in-law of a certain Yid, a certain Jew. His name was Shechanya Ben Arach. And he also, Yehoichanan Benoi, and Toivya's son also was an Eved, Yehoichanan Lokach as Bas Meshulam Ben Brachia. He also took a Jewish wife. So both the Eved Toivya and his son, Yehoichanan, had a Jewish wife. And our Gemara holds, Kusava, Eved Chavim, Eved Abba Yisrael, Abba Mamzer. And our Mishnah holds that an Eved or a Goy Abba Abba Yisrael, Abba Mamzer. So here you see, an Eved was married to a Jewish lady, and his son, who was Eved, married a Jewish lady. So you see, the Mamzer married the Yisrael. So we have a few questions on this. Number one, it's only good if you hold a Vlad Mamzer. If you hold a Vlad Kosher, who was the guy here? The Eved was Toivya Ha'Eved. He was the guy. Handling the Mamzerim, Eved. Eved Ha'Echavim. So handling from the Eved part of this statement. Eved Abba Vashra, Vlad Mamzer. The Eved is Toivya and his son are both Avodim. So it says that they married Yisraelim. So the children were Mamzerim. So the first kasha is only if you know Mandiyama Havla Mamzer. El Mandiyama Havla Kasha, Ma'ik Mehmet. Is it Mandiyama holds that it's Havla Kasha? Kasha number two, Vesu Mimaida Havale Bonne. Who said they had children? Said they married, but it doesn't say they had children. So who said they're Mamzerim? Who said they had children? Well, Havale Bonne. Not everyone has children. Who said they have children? Vesu, third kasha, Mimaida Hacha Havalehu Vesaliku. Who said they were here in Bavel? They went up to Eretz Yisrael. Dilma have a Hasma Havale. They were always in Eretz Yisrael. So it's no raya that Ezra brought them off from Bavel. So three kashas here. So the Gemara says, I have a different pasuk. Elam Yehocha, on the following pasuk. It says, Ve'elu ha'oyu, talking about the people came up from Babel. Ve'elu oylem mitel melech, tel charsha, kruv adun ve'imer. Lo yochlu lahagid beis avoysom ve'zaram im v'yisraelim. That's what the pasuk says. And we darshan from this pasuk that it's referring to different yuchsin that came up to Eretz Yisrael. So it says like this. Tel Melach, Elu Bnei Odom Shadoim Maaseil Maaseh Sdoim. Tel Melach referring to Melach is Sdoim, referring to people who are do Maaseh Sdoim, which means like Rashi says, that they were Ron V'chatoim, Ron B'gufim V'chatoim V'mainom. And what was the Ra'a B'gufim? Rashi says that if someone, in Sdoim, the rule was, if someone hit a lady and she lost her babies, so we tell the man who hit her, you make sure she gets pregnant again. And obviously that's a mamza, she's a shish. So Sdoim was a place where there was Mamzerim, Eishes Ish. So Tel Melech refers to Sdoim, Maaseh Sdoim. Maaseh Mu Maaseh Sdoim Shenefcha L'Tel Melech. Tel Charosha Zeh Shekoyre Abba, that's a Shtuki, someone who calls father. V'ima Mishtakasai, and the mother says, be quiet. Tel Charosha Shenef Machrish, being quiet. And V'lo Yochlu L'Hagir Beis HaVoysom V'Zarom Im Yisraelheim, which is, they can't say their father or their mother, because Beis HaVoysom is the father, Zarom is the mother. Heim Zehu Asufi Shenesef Menashuk. That's a Sufi Shaz Manashuk. So in this one pasuk, we prove that there were Mamzerim, Shtuki, and Asufi all coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael.
While
they were in Bavel, yeah, they produced Mamzerim. And they all came up now to Eretz Yisrael. All these people came up to Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Kruv Adon V'Imer. What do we dash in that pasuk? Amar Avoh, Amar Adon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we dash like this. We're Adon for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted Klai Yisrael to be chashuv in front of me like the kruvim, like something that's very kadosh, like the kruvim that were kadoshim, kekruvi hektish, like Rashi says. V'heim somu atzmam kenomer. They made themselves like a nomer, which is a chaya, like a leopard, that's not makbid on the zug. He's not makbid on his own zug. Akaponim, so... So that's how you know where to say the word nomer. So the Rashi says that you could, the word odoin imer next to each other, you take the nun from odoin and put it on the word imer, it's nomer, akaponim. So Akash Baruch says, I want you to be like Kruv, and they made themselves like a nomer, what should I do? Igadamri, another way Darshan Pasuk is like Lishvach, Igadamri, I'm Ravo, I'm odoin. Akash Baruch says, obviously, some Atzman Kanomer, even if you make yourself like a nomer, which is no good, you're still my children. You're still chashu to me like the Kruv, Akkadesh, I'm not throwing you away. Amar Rav Bar Chan, once we mention Mamzerim and different Psulim, we're going to mention different Agaritas and members about Psulim. Amar Rav Bar Chan, Kol Noisei Isha Shein Agenes Loi, which Rashi learns Ein Agenes Loi means someone's possible to him in Yuchsin. So anyone who marries such a Isha, Ma'ala Lava Kasav Kilu Charsho L'Kol Olam Kuloi, it's Kilu, he plowed the whole world with Zari Melech. And he planted it with salt, which is not a good thing to plant the land with. You see, when it talks about this Psul Yuchsin, it says, Tel Melech, Tel Charasha. They were carried something and filled it with Melech. Omer Rab Bar Avada, Omer Rab. Anyone who marries a Isha, which is not a Genesler, which is possible to him, but he marries her for the money. She has money. Havilim Bonim Shainim Oganim. He will have children that are not Muganim. Shinema says in the Pasuk. And in this Pasuk, you see, there was money involved. We'll see from the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Hashem Bogdu, Ki Bonim Zarmi Ladu. They had bad children. They have not good children. Hashem, I tell you, Mamoin Palat. Maybe you say at least the Mamoin that they had may Allah be saved. Tamalaymar. The Pasuk says, Ata Yoichlem Chaydash Eschel Kayem. That their money will be used up in a chaydash, and the Gemara explains. Hashem, I tell you, maybe only his chaylik, but not her chaylik, which means his chelik and not her chelik would mean nichis her barzel and not nichsim aluk. Tamaloymar chelkehem. The pasuk chelkehem, both the chelokim, her chelik and his chelik, both of them will be lost. Both of them will be lost. His nichis her barzel, which is stuff that he's responsible of when she brings it in, and nichsim aluk is something that stays in her rishus. So all that thing will be yoichlem and will disappear. Veshema Taimar Lizma Meruba, maybe he'll have it for a while, the money. You married his wife for the money, he'll have it for a while. Tamalay Mechaydish, my master, how you see Mechaydish? Or Ramnach Mechaydish, this sounds like Chaydish Nichlas, Chaydish Yaitse. You came in a Chaydish later is gone. And Moyen Avad. It was 1 month, came in 1 month left. And Moyen Avad, you have no money left. Anyone who marries an Isha that's not Hagenis to him, that it's not. Kosher to him, Eliyahu kivso, Eliyahu ties him up, but Kares Baruch Hu writes him, Kares Baruch Hu gives him patch, like a kaviyachim. V'tana, al kulam Eliyahu kaisiv, Rashi brings down, this Eliyahu is Eliyahu who's a malach, that's what it is. And it could be that's Eliyahu Hanavi, some say it's Pinchas, because Pinchas, we know it turns into Eliyahu, Pinchas is one who fights Znus, you see, he killed Zimri, so he is the one over here who gets involved. Kol Noisi Shein Agenes Lo Eliyahu Kaisiv, Eliyahu ties him up, because Baruch Hu writes, V'tana, al kulam Eliyahu Kaisiv, Eliyahu writes, al kulam means on Kahanim, Levim, Israel, he writes like this, V'kosh Baruch Hu Kaisiv, what does he write? Oiloi L'Pais Lo Azarai, woe to the person who passels his children, V'Pagim Es Mishpachtai, and passels his Mishpacha, Kol Noisi Shein Agenes Lo, and he marries Aisha, it's not kosher to him. Eliyahu Kaisiv, V'kosh Baruch Hu writes, some take this out, Eliyahu ties him up, and V'kosh Baruch Hu hits him with a strap. Now, not a memra, this memra is really a gedolah of the next story. V'chol ha'paisel, apostle, anyone who apostles people is apostle himself. You find the guy is always negative, there's some kind of psul in him. In the psul he calls everyone, then he has that mum. That's a sign that he has that mum. And the Gemara brings a story which will end up with this taina of mume paisel. Who gavra the Minardoi, there was a fellow from Nahardoi, the all the bay mitpachi of Pumbedisa. He went to Pumbedisa, had good meat over there, good cuts. So he went to the butcher in Pumbedisa. Omalu havulu bisra, can I have a piece of meat, a stick of flesh? Omrulay, You know, we have here a choshva, a shliach of the Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel. He goes first. Amrulei, so he told this fellow who came only from Nadoi, a big trip to get his meat. He was very anxious. Amrulei, not there. Add the shokel shami the Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel. First of all, we take care of the shamis of Yehuda by Yecheskel. Choshva yid, you know, he's a shliach of a Talmud Chacham. Let me take care of him first. And then I'll take care of you. He's very upset. Oh, my man, Yehuda bar Shviskel. Who's this Yehuda bar Shviskel? Shviskel means like someone who likes fressing, likes eating a lot. It's Loshon Ganai, Rashi said. And that's what he was calling the Rav Yehuda, was a God Ladar. So, man, Yehuda bar Shviskel, the Kodimli, the Shokam and Kamai was taken first. So, Ozlu, the Shliach went back, Omrulei Rav Yehuda, he told Rav Yehuda what happened. Shamte, they put this guy into Cherim. And but then they told him something more, that this fellow, this guy who came to buy the meat, he calls people avadim. So Achwas allowed the avdu. They also made an announcement, this guy's an Eved. Ozahu, this guy was very upset, someone called him an Eved now. So Ozahu, Azmanei Ledina, he brought him to the entire Kameh de Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman. I say, Pisco the Azmano, and they sent Azmano now to Rav Yehuda to call him to the entire. Also, Rav Yehuda, now Yehuda wasn't sure if to go to the Din Torah. Why? Rav Yehuda was the Rosh Shiva in Hardoi, and he was the God of Rosh Shiva in Pumbedisa, which was bigger. He was the big Rosh Shiva really here, like Rashi says, because he was the Rosh of Pumbedisa. Rav Nachman was Rosh in Hardoi. It seems like the Rosh Shiva in Pumbedisa was bigger than the one in Hardoi, and that's where Rav Yehuda was Rosh Shiva. So he wasn't sure he should go from Rav Nachman to Hardoi. He wasn't sure if he should go to Rav Nachman to Din Torah. He wasn't sure if he has mechuyev to go. So even though. Because Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman's smaller than him. Rav Yehuda was bigger. So he wasn't sure if he's mechuyev to go to Rav Nachman. Therefore, he doesn't have to go. Also, Rav Yehuda came to Rav Huna. Amrulei Ezel Eleizel. Should I go or not? Amrulei Mezel Eleizel Eleizel. You really don't have to go. Meshum the Gavar Rabat. You are bigger than him. Ela Meshum Yikra the Beinasiyah Kumzil. But because he is the son-in-law of the Nasi, of the Beinasiyah, the Chasdi, the Chasdi Beinasiyah, therefore, as that's the cover, then you have to listen and go to the Azmana. Also, Ashchei. So Meiser Huda went, but he wasn't happy because he really wasn't mechuyev to go. He's only going for the cover of Nachman. It wasn't right for Nachman to call the Gadol Hador to Din Torah from a little guy here who was saying that he called him Eved. You don't bring a Gadol Hador to Din Torah. Also, Ashkechei, the Ka'ovid Micah, he found Rav Nachman building a Micah. Omrulei, so he tells Rav Nachman, Sovalei Mar Lahod Om Rav Huna Bar Ideo Mashmuel. That they said, Kimishmana Odom Paranas al Tzibur. Once a person gets a shtela as a parnas, he's the leader of the Tzibur, also Vasiyas Malach Veshloisha. He can't do Malach Varam. Why? Rashi explains the reason is the Gnai that he has no one to serve him. Someone who is a leader should be supported enough that he could pay for someone to make a wall for him. Why doing it yourself? Amalei answered, Porto de Godrisahu. I'm making a Micah who the Kaviyadina, and a mitzvah you'll have to do. If it's a mitzvah, then mitzvah baisim shluchai, and then you'll have to do it. So he said, I'm making a Micah. Porto means lash of small, because the chi of Micah is 10 tvachim. He's making 10 tvachim. He's making more than that. But the way he answered, he said, he called the wall a Gundrisa. So Amalei Rehuda tells Rav Nachman, again, Rav Huda's trying to get Rav Nachman, he's not happy with Rav Nachman. So he tells Rav Nachman, Amalei, me sanya Micah, the ksiva raisa. You don't like the word Micah, it says in the Torah, Oy, mechitza domer abanan. You're talking in slang language. That doesn't pass for God like you, Rav Nachman. Talk like that. Either you say Micah, which isn't a Torah, or mechitza, which uses the abanan sprach. But don't use the sprach of Gundarisa. Okay, a little later, Omalei, Yosef Mar Akafrita. Why don't you sit down on the bench? Omalei, mi sani safsel domer abanan itzva domer inchi, or this some change of girsa. Mi sani itzva domer abanan. I want to call it itzva and safsel domer inchi. Why are you using the slang language again? Omalei, again, Rav Nachman tells him, Lech Omar Asrunga, why don't you take a little bit of Esrig? Omalei, Hoch Yom HaShmuel, call Ema Asrunga, Tilsa Baram Asrucha. Anyone says the word Asrunga, he has a third of his psyche is a Balgaiva, Baram Asrucha. Because either you say, oh, Esrig, you carry a Rabbanon, either you call it Esrig, oh, Esrig, or Darmi Inchi, but you don't say Asrunga. Right there in the mice, Omalei Lishti Mar Anavga. Why don't you take a drink of Anavga? It's a special drink made with wine and other spices inside it. Omalei Misani Asparagus Karim Abanon Oy Ampik Damar Inchi. Why don't you call it the language of the Chazal court? Right in the story. Omalei, all these things, Rav Nachman, no answer. Rav Nachman, no answer for these things. Omalei Tesi Doinak Tashkinon. So then Rav Nachman says, you know, my daughter Doina will come give you a drink. You're not allowed to use Mishtamash Beisha. Yisha is not allowed to serve you. So he answered, Ktana, Yisha is a Ktana. Amalei beferish amas Shmuel ein mishtamishin beisha klal ben gedoyle beiktana. But Shmuel says, you know, beisha sai gedoyle sai ktana. Amalei nishti leimar shamal yalta. Should I send shamal eichem to my wife yalta from you? Amalei hocham as Shmuel kol beisha erva. There's a kol beisha erva, and if I tell her shalom, she's gonna. He said you want to go say shalom aleichem to my wife yalta. So he says no, because kol b'isha erva. She didn't say shalom back to me. It's kol b'isha erva. So the Rishonim ready to speak out. L'chayra, it's kol b'isha erva. Kol b'isha erva is only if it's singing. Here you're just saying back shalom aleichem. So the answer when it comes to shalom, that's just as bad as singing, because it brings kirva. Since he's saying shalom aleichem, therefore it goes into the problem kol b'isha erva. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells Rav Yehuda, efshe de shliach. So we'll do our de shliach. So it shouldn't be a problem of kol b'isha erva. We'll do our de shliach. And since the shliach is not the one getting the shalom aleichem, so it won't be a problem for him to have the kol b'isha erva. Amalei hachayim ha'shmuel, no. So Rav Yehuda says, no, hachayim ha'shmuel, on top on base, ain't shalom shalom isha, you can't ask b'shalom isha at all. Because just asking shalom to the isha will bring closeness. So he said, oh, they baila, I'll do it for you. Amalei hachayim ha'shmuel, ain't shalom shalom isha klal, even ayedei baila. And Tosfos asks, the Gemara and Sechas Pelim brings down the famous Rashi and Chumash that they asked Avram Avinu, "Ay Yisara Ishtecha," and you see, Yisrael be Shalom Eisha Ayde Baila. That's Dafka, just saying how he's doing. You're just asking about how's your wife doing, but to send her a personal Shalom Aleichem, even Ayde Baila, is Asa. That's what Tosfos says. So like, come on, here. That was the Taina over here, and that's what's going on here. Kitzi keeps on. Saying things to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer. So Shalchel Visu. So Rav Nachman's wife tells Rav Nachman, Shari Le Tigri. Just finish up his entire ready. He's making you like Amaretz over here. He keeps on having kindness to you. Just close the case. And next recording, we'll continue what happened by this entire.